With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. No signs the partial government shutdown will be ending anytime soon. Here's correspondent Greg Clugston.
Democrats in the White House appear dug into their positions in the battle over federal immigration efforts. Democrats are demanding changes to how immigration operations are conducted, but President Trump and his team are resistant to several of their demands. The impasse has led to a pause in funding for the Department of Homeland Security, affecting the TSA, FEMA, the Coast Guard, and the Secret Service, among other agencies. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Iran's top diplomat holding talks with a UN nuclear watchdog in Geneva one day before a second round of talks between the U.S. and Iran get going. Oman is hosting the U.S.-Iran talks Tuesday. Ryan Lewis, a National Weather Service meteorologist in the Los Angeles area, says flash flood warnings have gone out to all residents in the region.
Pretty significant amount of rain in a short time in these urban areas can produce quite a bit of flooding, you know, what we call urban flooding there. So we've seen tons of reports from the California Highway Patrol showing roadway flooding across many of the freeways and even some of the more frequented roads as well in Los Angeles County there. So half an inch over 30 minutes here. It's pretty significant and can cause quite a bit of flooding.
Three people have been shot and killed, including the gunman, during a Rhode Island youth hockey game. Three other people hospitalized in critical condition. Investigators working on the disappearance of Nancy Guthrie in Arizona consulting now with Walmart. That's because the backpack the suspect was wearing sold only at Walmart stores. This is SRN News. Canada may be expanding assisted suicide again.
The Quebec College of Physicians has released a statement saying that, quote, medical assistance in dying may be an appropriate treatment for infants suffering from extreme pain. The Canadian government has already expanded the assisted suicide option from just those who are terminally ill to those who are chronically ill, and in 2027 it will add those who are mentally ill. Pro-life advocates have warned that once legalized, the procedure always expands. Michael Harrington reporting.
Puerto Rico's governor signing a bill amending a law to recognize an unborn baby as a human being. Governor Jennifer Gonzalez, a Republican and supporter of President Trump, says the legislation aims to maintain consistency between civil and criminal provisions by recognizing the unborn child as a human. The amendment is now under article with Puerto Rico's penal code. This is SRN News. Well, India hosting a major AI summit in New Delhi this week as it pushes to shape global rules and show its own ambitions. Here's Bob Agnew.
India is presenting itself as a bridge between rich countries and developing ones when it comes to AI. Officials highlight India's digital identity and payment systems as models for low-cost scaling. It has also brought together leaders and tech chiefs in what organizers call the first big AI summit in the global south. The five-day meeting got underway on Monday and is expected to end with a non-binding New Delhi declaration. Bob Agnew reporting.
Singapore is pushing the world's first sustainable aviation fuel levy. It will slightly raise prices for airline passengers and in some cases go up to 6 million people there. That's home to Southeastern Asia's busiest airport. Now, the aim is to continue.